Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. I am Sumi Sukanya Datta, and this report is about government's new marketing code for drug makers. Pharmaceutical companies should not organize conferences for doctors in foreign locations, offer gifts for personal benefit for any healthcare professionals or their family members, or extend hospitality like hot hotel stay, expensive cuisine, resort accommodation to doctors. These are part of the new Uniform Code for Pharmaceutical Marketing Practices, or UCPMP, which was notified by the government Tuesday. The UCPMP 2024, which replaces the previous code that was first notified in 2015, also states that every brand reminder given to healthcare professionals should not exceed ₹1,000 in value per item. However, the new code, like its previous avatar, will remain voluntary in nature, with the implementation being watched by the Ethics Committee for Pharmaceutical Marketing Practices, a panel constituted by the pharma associations. Although a special audit may be ordered by the Department of Pharmaceuticals when deemed fit. The penalty in case a company is found violating the prescribed ethical guidelines is suspension from the association. The Pharma Marketing Code seeks to draw lines of ethical relationships between medical professionals and drug makers. The latest UCPMP is largely based on the recommendations by the committee headed by Dr. V.K. Paul, member of the federal think tank Niti Aayog, which had submitted its report to the government in December last year. It says that medical or sales representatives of pharma companies must not employ any inducement or subterfuge to gain an interview, and they must not pay under any guise for access to a healthcare professional. Also, according to the code, companies are responsible for the activities of their employees, including the medical representatives, for ensuring compliance of the UCPMP, which should additionally be ensured through an appropriate clause in the employment contract signed between the company and its medical representatives. According to the new UCPMP, the engagement of pharmaceutical industry with the healthcare professionals for continuing medical education or continuing professional development or otherwise for conference, seminar and workshop should only be allowed through a well-defined, transparent and verifiable set of guidelines based on which the pharmaceutical industry may undertake such expenditures. Also, conduct of such events in foreign locations is prohibited, but pharmaceutical companies, including their trusts or associations, either alone or in collaboration with professional bodies, institutions, can organize such conferences in India. Thank you so much for tuning in.